Cheers, Bing.
Cheerio, Rosie.
And cheers from Penny Shine.
Cheers for Penny Shine.
Cheers for Buddy Cole and the orchestra, too.
Oh, yes, this is cheery as all get out, isn't it? So let's start off with something cheery. Bud, don't want to disturb this cheerful mood. Will you take over here, Rosie?
Thank you, Bing.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Oh, cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But he only was a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. I should have passed him by. But who ever dreamed that your cousin would come along and give us the eye? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Understand that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad.
Who's the shoeshine boy in your family? Who makes with the muss and fuss? The rags, the brushes, the box, and the messy polish that stains hands and clothes and gets all over things. Well, from now on out, that whole shoe-shining bit is as out of date as Aunt Bertha's bustle. Anyone can now spray a 10-day shine on any pair of shoes. You can do it in about 10 seconds. 10 seconds, that's all it takes with the new Penny Shine, the instant self-polishing shoe-shine. And how about this? You can use the same big can to spray a shine as bright as a brand-new penny on black shoes, brown shoes, any color shoes. That's one of the reasons Turtle Wax folks have called their product Penny Shine. It sparkles just like that. And if the tin can kicking champ in your family has just scuffed his new shoes from here to Jericho, well, Penny Shine can fix that fast, too. A touch of the spray covers children's scuff marks and shines their shoes at the same time. The lanolin in the Penny Shine is good for their shoes, too, and on Sunday morning, when it's time for church, the youngsters can shine their own shoes in seconds without even dirtying a fingertip. Neat? Oh, you bet. So why not toss out that messy old shoebox and everything in it right now? You can replace the whole works with one gleaming giant can of Penny Shine. The 10-day shine you spray on in just 10 seconds. Put it on your shopping list now. Penny Shine, another fine product by Turtle Wax. Only 98 cents.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Oh, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown, heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
The moment has arrived. The moment when we hear from Buddy Cole and his musical demons. How about it, Buddy? You ready with something?
Sure, Rosie. Thought we might do Brazil.
Go, Bud. Start the samba. Begin the begin or whatever.
You know how some light bulbs glare at you when you look over the top of a lampshade to see whether any are missing or what size they are? Well, General Electric has fixed all that. They've brought out a new kind of bulb without a glaring hot spot. It's called General Electric Soft White. And that's just what it is, a beautiful, even, soft white all over. It's flattering to you and your furnishings, too. New GE Soft White. What'll you sing, Rosemary?
I think I'll do Cheek to Cheek, Ken.
I wish Ginger Rogers was here and I'd dance.
Well, what's wrong with me? Am I a flower in the wall or something?
No, but I figure you'll be busy singing.
Oh, we can dance it up a little just the same.
Yeah, well, what about the mic?
I'll drag it along.
Fine, drag me too, will you?
Hang on, here we go. Here's Cheek to Cheek, ladies and gentlemen, sung on the move.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that
wonder how many of you ladies listening know that you may have a very, very rare book kicking around your house right this minute. Probably right in the kitchen. You know, a scrapbook of recipes and so forth. Now, this book might be worth a lot of money. Especially if it's recipes for candy or cakes or salad dressing or whatnot that require some secret formulas. Individual touches, you see, that you've added. Personally, you've added them yourself. Now, you know, with those requirements, your book just could be quite valuable. Here's the deal. There was a lady out in Eagle Rock, California the other day. She lost her kitchen notebook containing some very secret recipes for candies, cakes, cookies, perfumes, and so forth. The book just disappeared or was stolen or something, and when she reported the loss to the police, she placed a value on it, an insurable value, do you hear me, of $40,000. Just think of that, a $40,000 notebook. So I'm sure that a lot of you ladies listening have got a little notebooks full of recipes and stuff laying around, so cheer up, might be worth $40,000. You know, a cookbook, particularly if it has an individual slant, can be a big, big seller. Now, if you have a tricky way of compiling your recipes and a unique and attractive slant on cooking, well, you may have a very, very valuable item. But of course, the big thing is cooking secrets. Secrets go over very big, very large, so that the little notebook flopping around your kitchen or that scrapbook that you have dangling around there may be worth a lot of dough. Be careful it doesn't get lost. Or nobody swipes it on you. Now, here's a song. Of course, there's no secret formula employed in this delivery, I promise you.
Your lips so inviting, your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. The fault was my own. I left you, I lost you, to walk all alone. Now I'm the one, dear, who cries in the night. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou.
All you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. That's right, Instant Fels Naphtha has everything you need in one package. Everything to get your laundry clean, fresh, and soft the way you like it. And Instant Fels Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. So for the softest, cleanest laundry ever, remember all you need is water, a washer, and Instant Fels Naphtha. For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products. F-E-L-S, Fels.
Friends, I don't know if I've mentioned recently what a pleasure it is to work with Rosemary Clooney, but if I haven't, I would like to say that I'm very happy about this whole thing.
Well, may I return the compliment, Bing?
Please do. But before this turns into a meeting of the Mutual Admiration Society, maybe we better get lost, huh, in a song. What do you think?
Sure, let's get lost.
Got an old one here. Good one to get lost with, too. Do you remember a song called I May Be Wrong?
Oh, I don't remember it, but I know how it goes.
You don't go back that far, huh?
Well, I don't think you do either.
Yes, wait.
Swell. I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime.
Don't like my friend.
Well, if dear in you I pick rightly, baby, it's gotta be the first time you came along, say. I think you're wonderful.
I think you're grand, but
I may be wrong.
Spaces, you might be Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yeah. You came along saying, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but
we may just be wrong.
We gotta go now, friends.
Let's make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
See you then.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?